This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. The peregrine falcon is a top predator and the fastest bird on the planet. Once federally endangered, it has now recovered over much of its range, and recently, Pennsylvania upgraded its population from threatened to safely delisted. I'm joined by phone by the peregrine falcon coordinator for the Pennsylvania Game Commission, Art McMorris. Thanks for joining us again, Art.
Thank you for having me.
You've worked for the past 18 years on the recovery in Pennsylvania of the peregrine falcon. How have things changed for this predatory bird over that time in PA?
Well, they've changed dramatically and in the right direction, I'm very pleased to say. When I first started doing this work back in 2004, there were only 11 pairs known in Pennsylvania. 11 pairs at that time was actually considered quite good because peregrine falcons had become extinct in the east, that is, east of the Rockies and south of the Arctic, by 1964.
And that was due, at least in part, to the use of the pesticide DDT, right?
It was due almost entirely to the use of DDT. So there was a huge amount of work done by my predecessors to bring that population up from one pair in 1986 to 11 pairs in 2004. That's when I began working on the project, and the population has increased so that this year, 2021, we had 73 pairs in the state, and 22 of those pairs were on cliffs.
Wow, that's an amazing number. And you make the distinction of cliffs because peregrine falcons, even though once they only nested on cliffs, now they often nest on man-made structures, right?
That's right. Of our 73 pairs, 22 were on cliffs. The other 51 were on bridges and buildings and a few unusual locations like the blast furnace in Bethlehem.
Here in Bethlehem.
Steel stack. There's plentiful food in the form of feral pigeons and starlings and so forth. But on the other hand, those nesting on artificial structures face many hazards that the cliff nesting birds don't face. And that is this: the young, when they take their first flight, they're not very good at it. If they're on a bridge or a building, then they can end up grounded on the street. They can get hit by cars. They can fry on power lines. There are all sorts of hazards that they face.
How has the commission and how have you helped in this environmental success story?
Well, the first thing the commission did was to make it a priority to reestablish a safe, secure, and self-sustaining peregrine falcon population in Pennsylvania. The next steps are to find out what the population is and to track it and to help it recover. At last count, I have an army of more than 400 volunteers who have helped in this effort.
Wow.
Finding the pairs and monitoring them.
It's quite an effort. You know, we spoke in the spring of 2020, and that's because we had a pair of peregrine falcons here in Bethlehem trying to nest high up in the old Bethlehem steel blast furnaces. They did not succeed that year in raising young. Any news from this past summer?
This past summer, they successfully fledged two young.
And there's more, right, in the Lehigh Valley.
Right. We have a pair in Allentown. This year, they nested on a bridge, and they fledged three young. There's a pair at a cement factory in Nazareth. A pair was found just this year on the Route 33 bridge that crosses the Lehigh near Easton. There's a pair at a quarry in Bath. So that's a lot of nests just in the Lehigh Valley area.
It sure is, and it's nice to know that our local birds are doing their part. Am I right that you actually have announced your retirement from the Game Commission now that your work with peregrine falcons is done for now? They're on a safe footing in the state.
That's correct. This was actually a second career for me after I retired from my first career. And when I started working with this, I said, my goal is to make myself obsolete. My goal is to help the population recover to where we have a safe, secure, and self-sustaining population that no longer needs human assistance. Then I'm going to retire. And here we are.
True to your word. Thank you very much, and enjoy some well-earned rest after helping this great predatory bird recover in the state of Pennsylvania.
Thank you very much, Brad.
Art McMorris is stepping down as the peregrine falcon coordinator for the Pennsylvania Game Commission now that the species is no longer threatened or endangered in Pennsylvania.